In a few weeks, he could join the thousands of others in Metro Vancouver looking to put a roof over his head, though he'll probably face a tougher time than most. The 83-year-old former university instructor is facing eviction from his rooming house December 31st because the facility can't provide him the medical care he needs. "He was evicted because he's got dementia and he falls all the time," said friend Leslie Waite. Waite used to live in Ladner Reach Marina, where he was the gardener. The Optimist is not naming the man for privacy reasons. Waite said that she lost contact with him for a few years but then learned in the spring that he had been evicted from Mountain View Manor, in Ladner, although dates aren't definite. She was told that he was evicted because of what was described as multiple altercations, though she doesn't know what that means. Late this spring, he was staying in the rooming house on Ladner Trunk Road, only to be evicted from there, after which he spent several weeks this summer in Delta Hospital. The rooming house, which is not for seniors, took him back in September, only to give him an eviction order for December 31st because of his medical needs. "So they're not equipped there to deal with his medical challenges," she explained, adding that management there are very good and have helped a lot and picked him up many times. "That's not their role or their job," she added. Waite said that her friend has vascular dementia and falls a lot and often can't get back up, which can mean spending hours on the floor. "So right now, he seems very frail. He walks very slowly and just falls all the time," she said. For one reason or another, her friend has not been placed into a long-term care facility, although Fraser Health has told her they're trying to find him housing. According to Waite, a community health nurse said that Fraser Health's Access Care and Transitions did not approve his application for housing and says he should go into a long-term shelter. Waite said Fraser Health has offered several housing options but nothing comprising seniors' long-term care or care for those with dementia. Fraser Health said they know about the man and are providing him with health services and helping him find housing. "We have presented the client with a variety of potential options for him to pursue housing, including a site that provides single units, as well as longer-term transitional housing," said spokesperson Nick Eagland. However, Waite's friend doesn't seem to qualify for long-term care. Residents in long-term care and assisted living facilities are expected to adhere to policies to ensure their safety and comfort, as well as the safety and comfort of their neighbors, visitors, staff, medical staff, and the public, Eagland said. "But having complex needs or behavioral challenges alone would not prevent a person from being admitted to long-term care," he added. "If long-term care or assisted living are not the best options, Fraser Health will help them find housing that suits their needs," Eagland said. Waite, though, said he needs 24-hour care, noting that he can't get up when he falls, hurts himself when he does, and can't make it to the bathroom. "He can't even roll over, actually," she added. "I think he should go to a facility where the staff are trained on how to work with patients that have dementia and where they will welcome him and not see him as a problem, but he see him as a person with medical needs and someone who needs compassion," Waite said. "And these are all the baby boomers. These are all the hippies, right? And there's a whole pile of them. What do you do if people don't have family and they have dementia?" she asked. "There's going to be a lot more. He's not the only one," Waite said. "But every time somebody is difficult, you just can't put them on the street. They have got dementia," she said. "His drinking and the fact there's no family nearby adds to the challenge." Waite is trying to delay his most recent eviction, filing an appeal with the Residential Tenancy Branch asking it to delay until he is placed in a facility that can care for him. She added that last week, he fell again and hit his head and was bleeding. While he refused to go to emergency, a paramedic told Waite that the next fall could be catastrophic.